Any reactions to the landing?
Oh, it's marvellous it landed. Absolutely marvellous. I really was afraid it wasn't going to land because it was one of the most technical things that we'd ever done. But it's really good and we're really happy that it's landed. Because if we'd have had our Mars landing party here and it hadn't, we'd have all been sad. Now we're all happy, which is good.
Yes, a bit like the scenes in JPL. Where are we now?
We're at the Victorian Space Science Education Centre, a purpose-built Special Space Science Centre, one of the six that the Victorian State Government have. And we're here at Strathmore Secondary College.
And it's taken a fair bit to organise this, hasn't it?
Oh yes, it's taken a lot of work to get it all together and to get the speakers here, and it's good we're able to show the Swinburne movie, and certainly hear from Marian Anderson, who helped with the site selection. So it's been really good in putting this together. A lot of work, and also I have to thank Engineers Australia for sponsoring the event and using it as their launch for Engineers Engineering Week.
And how many people have we had here today?
I did a quick count and we've had about 160. We're only supposed to have 150. I know a few people didn't come, but I reckon a few people snuck in who may not have been on the guest list, but that's fine. We had a good time.
Thank you. Yeah. Do you have any comments?
Well, I would just add that it's wonderful to be here today. I'm at the American Consulate, so to be able to watch the event with all of our partners here, all the people who just named, and to see the successful landing is fantastic. And I think to look forward to what's to come and all the pictures that will come and all the research that will come, and even our collaboration is great.
Were you surprised that we got pictures back almost straight away?
You know, in this day and age, not so much. In fact, I was just on social media, and they say it's all the news on Twitter. So I think that's what we expect now in today's world. And it's a great, great advantage for science to be able to do it as well.